Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe. On May 17th and 18th, for the fifth year in a row, a climate community converged in the western foothills of Maine.
My name is Scott Vlahn, and I'm the executive director of the Center for an Ecology-Based Economy in downtown Norway, Maine. So our annual climate convergence started back in 2020. We were starting to build a lot of networks around the state, and we felt like we really needed to, you know, get people together to start really forging some relationships. We knew relationships and community is a really important part of climate action. So we got a kind of a wild idea that we would ask Bill McKibben to come and speak. We were able to get 300 or 400 people to hear him speak, and then we had two more days of workshops, and it was just way bigger and more than we expected it to be, but it laid the groundwork for the convergence.
After one virtual year during the COVID-19 pandemic, in-person events have been back in action, and these aren't your typical conference. Instead, a convergence.
I have a background in permaculture, and permaculture groups tend to have convergences, not conferences. And the difference there is really like bringing people together and trying to kind of really unfold the collective wisdom in all the people that come, as opposed to a more passive experience for participants where you come and you hear experts speak and you might get to ask a few questions. There's ample opportunities for people to share their expertise. And in this year's convergence, probably more than half of the people that were there were presenters or volunteers. And it's over the years now, we've really built this community of people that come back and share our experiences and convene together. And it's kind of hard work to do in isolation. And a lot of us are working in more remote areas, and to just come together and understand that we're all in this together. Climate's hard work, you know, and I think when you're feeling isolated in that work, it's easy to burn out. And I feel like this is an opportunity for people to really come together and build that community and re-energize for the work.
Keynotes and topics for convergence span a broad array of subjects, but some things always remain at the center.
We've always really wanted to center youth voices in the convergence. The youth have now really become woven into the fabric of the convergence. So centering youth voices, trying to have as much diverse representation and ideas as possible. Equity and climate justice has been always, you know, forefront in our events. We really try to center more arts, more relationship between the climate movement and the art movement, bringing in poetry, bringing in music, bringing in visual arts, and good food. I think, you know, people really appreciate being well fed and taken care of. We try to make it a lot more than getting a lot of facts, but really making it more of an experience that's really positive and community building.
Highlights from this year's convergence included keynote speeches by Dr. Susanna Hancock and Steve Kerwood of Living on Earth, as well as a performance by Signature Mimi entitled When the Rains Come.
That is a perfect example of being presented with a lot of information in a way that is so powerful through her singing and her voice and the poetry of that it really moves people in a very emotional and visceral way, while also just bringing all those intersectional issues together that all are part of this kind of polycrisis that Steve Kerwood was talking about.
For the team at the Center for an Ecology-Based Economy, convergence isn't just one of the big events of the year. It's a real driving force behind the collaborations that make their work possible.
Putting out that call and seeing what is really on people's minds each year and seeing how that's kind of changed over the last 5 years, it's kind of a gut check on what's happening in the movement at any given time. Because we're a small nonprofit in a rural part of the state, for us to be effective, we really need to work in collaboration as much as possible. So to be able to bring that network together and kind of nourish those relationships that we have and build new relationships and be able to share the work that we're doing and have an opportunity to really kind of go deep with people, it just enhances our work so much. And I think without that kind of that deep connection, I just don't think we would be able to be as effective at what we do. It's different than, you know, being on Zoom calls with people, you know, breaking bread together. Being outdoors, I think, is really powerful too.
Learn more about CB's work or view the keynote speeches at www.ecologybasedeconomy.org. This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, every Thursday morning at 8:30. Thanks for listening.